Ride along each week as we share proven strategies to strengthen your business, energize your team, and create the business success you've been dreaming about. And now, here's your host, Rich Allen.
How effectively do you ask your current customers for referrals? Welcome to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up Podcast, where our one and only goal is to help you tune up your business so you can have the long-lasting success and fulfillment that comes from owning a solid, profitable, and sustainable business. Each week, we dive deep into a single topic related to improving your business, improving your team engagement, or improving your relationship with your customers. Today, I want to talk to you about asking for referrals. Asking for a referral is a powerful strategy that we should all be using to help us grow our business. But I'm not talking about just asking anyone for a referral. I want to specifically address asking your current customers for referrals. That's why my question today is, how effectively do you ask your current customer for referrals? Now, you may be wondering why I'm focusing on asking your current customers rather than just anyone we know and have a relationship with. Well, the primary reason is that your current customers are the most qualified to know and share exactly what it would be like to do work with you and your team. Others may know you, and they may be familiar with how you show up at a networking meeting. They may know you from your social media profiles, but they don't really know how you behave when you're working closely with a customer, unless they are your customer. So if you're going to use this strategy, I find it most effective when you're using this strategy with those people who know you intimately, and those are your current customers. And just to be clear, I'm not talking about each and every one of your customers. I'm talking about asking your best customers for a referral. Because as we covered a couple weeks ago, we want more and more of our best customers, our A's and our B's, and fewer of our C and D customers. A good way to avoid getting more C and D customers is to not ask them for a referral. And if they do give you one, approach them cautiously. It's very likely that they will be more like your referring customer than they will be different than the person who made the referral. So with that as a setup, the question becomes, what's the best way to approach your A and B customers to ask them for a referral, or two, or three? There are many effective ways to do this, so let's cover three fundamentals that must be a part of your ask. First, let's address the timing of your ask. Timing matters, and here are a couple of examples to make my point. A perfect time to ask for a referral from a current client is right after they achieve a big win, especially if you, your product, your service, or your team were instrumental or influential in making that win happen. If you help your customer solve a nagging problem, then you've positioned yourself to boldly ask for a referral. They're probably feeling great about working with you, and there's no better time for them to reward you by making an introduction or two. Rather than using a standard process of sending out referral requests on a regular or consistent basis, I think it'd be more effective to be very tuned in to when your customers get a win or achieve a milestone or reach a goal and let that accomplishment trigger your referral request process. Another great time to ask for a referral is after you've given them something of value, a recognition or a gift. This often triggers the reciprocity principle. Reciprocity is the exchange of something of value with others who have a mutual benefit. In other words, if you do something nice or helpful for someone, they're more inclined to return the favor and do something nice or helpful to you. If you're tuned in and thinking about the possibility of getting a referral when you give something of value to your best customers, you can ride the coattails of the reciprocity principle. It's a natural reaction that when someone does something good or unexpected for you, you want to return the favor. It's a perfect time to ask for a favor, a referral. Think about it. If you were to trigger your referral process request when a customer gets a big win, or when you give your customer an unexpected gift or something of value, then very likely you would create the habit of finding more opportunities to create big wins for your customers, and you would think harder about giving them a gift or something of value that they're not expecting to receive. By simply setting these two timing principles as the trigger events, you'll change the way that you approach your best customers. And that's a good thing, both for them and for you. Secondly, let's talk about how to ask for a referral. I'd like to share two thoughts on the how. My first recommendation is to package the ask with a compliment and sincere appreciation. Nothing makes the ask easier to receive than when it's accompanied by a genuine acknowledgement of how much you value the customer you're asking. But don't make this a generic compliment. Make sure you've spent time thinking deeply about what you truly appreciate about your current customer. Recognize them for their loyalty. Express appreciation for how they treat your team members. Share a specific time when you went through a difficult time with them and together found a good solution to a difficult challenge. Then let them know that you're looking for more customers just like them. There's no better compliment. My second recommendation is to make the referral an easy activity for your customer. If you listened to my podcast a few weeks ago, I shared a story of a dentist who asked his A customers for a referral by giving each of them 3 referral cards. He didn't ask them to share their database or send him a spreadsheet with a list of prospective new customers. He was targeted and specific. He only wanted 1, 2, or at most 3 from any one of his customers. He made the ask simple by creating a business card designed specifically for them to give as a referral card. All they had to do was to keep the cards handy and share them with their friends the next time they were together. Easy is important. Thirdly, I want to talk about your guarantee. That's right, every request for a referral should come with a guarantee. I'm sure you've been asked to give a referral before, and the first thing that pops in your head is, what if I refer a good friend of mine, and then they get the used car salesman treatment, or they end up getting nothing but spam emails or unwanted phone calls for the next several weeks? How embarrassing would that be? It's what keeps most people from giving referrals, the fear of how their friend will be treated. So address this up front and with a guarantee. I typically recommend something like this. I just want you to know that if you refer someone to me, I promise you that I will treat them with the utmost respect. I value our relationship, and you know I would never do anything to embarrass you or undermine our great relationship. So rest assured, I will not chase them down. I will not spam them with email. I will not call them again and again. You simply make the introduction. I'll get to know them a bit and see if I can be of service to them. Just like I've treated you, I will treat them. Whether they express their concern or not, you can be sure they're thinking about it. So take the fear and hesitation away by giving them a guarantee or a promise that you will treat them like a VIP. Your goal is to make your current customer proud and thankful they made the introduction. Don't ever forget that. No matter whether their referral buys from you or not, you're simply building a bigger, stronger network of ideal customers and prospects. I hope that helps. Getting referrals from your best customers can radically change the trajectory of your business. If you master this process and execute it well, you'll find it to be a gold mine, and you'll end up with more customers than you'll know what to do with. As always, if you have specific questions or would like to bounce around a few thoughts on this topic, please don't hesitate to reach out and ask. I'd welcome the opportunity to help you create a referral program that is timely, personal, and easy. Done right, your current customers will enjoy introducing you to their best friends. And thanks for sharing this podcast episode with your fellow business owners. Asking for referrals without being pushy or weird is a challenge for every business owner. Hopefully, they'll hear these ideas, improve their referral process, and thank you for making their business stronger. Thanks for joining me today. Be sure to tune in next week when we're going to discuss your secret sauce. You won't want to miss it. Meanwhile, if you have a question, suggestion, or would simply like to connect, shoot me an email at rich@tourtoprofit.com. Now go make it a great week, and whatever you do, ride hard.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. In the meantime, find more resources at tourtoprofit.com and connect with Rich by sending a message to rich@tourtoprofit.com. Until next time, ride hard.